540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm John Scott. Stuart J. Waddles is away this week. Milwaukee firefighters battled a large blaze at a metal recycling facility near downtown this week. The fire broke out at Alter Trading Corporation's recycling facility on West Bruce Street. A department paramedic unit spotted a large plume of black smoke. They alerted dispatch. Crews arrived quickly, but then also called for additional resources, eventually upgrading the incident to a three-alarm fire. Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky said that the fire started in a large industrial shredding machine that processes scrapped vehicles on a conveyor belt. Lipsky said the facility has a history of similar incidents, telling reporters it's a spot the department has responded to many times over the years. Roadway improvements on Highway JJ in Waukesha County are set to begin in a few days, causing reroutes for drivers. The pavement project will cover 3 miles in the city of Pewaukee, city of Waukesha, and the town of Brookfield, according to a news release. The construction will include repairing curbs and gutters, asphalt pavements, and storm sewer structures. During construction, parts of Blue Mound Road will be closed to traffic at varying times. Nearly 3 billion gallons of sewage and storm water flowed into local waterways, including Lake Michigan, during April's severe storms in the Milwaukee area, according to a new report. The Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District says approximately 2.7 billion gallons were discharged during the storms, which flooded streets and basements across the region. The district, which coordinates sewer systems for 29 municipalities, including the city of Milwaukee, says the discharges were unavoidable, the result of repeated intense rainstorms overwhelming an already saturated system. And that's your local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 a.m. on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm John Scott.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A growing debate over automated license plate reader cameras is playing out in communities across Wisconsin, and it's drawing packed public hearings and sharp disagreements over privacy and public safety. At the center of the controversy is Flock Safety, a multi-billion dollar company that contracts with law enforcement agencies to install and operate networks of cameras that capture and store license plate data. Several Wisconsin communities have decided to end their contracts with Flock, including Dane County, Verona, Monona, Fitchburg, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Sturgeon Bay. Officials in those areas cite growing public concern over surveillance and privacy. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department is asking for help with a 58-year-old cold case. The agency sent out a call for assistance with the murder of Christine Rothschild back in 1968. Rothschild was found dead after reportedly being strangled and stabbed several times during finals week when she was an 18-year-old freshman. She was killed next to Sterling Hall on campus, but no suspect was ever caught. University police encourage anybody with information to come forward, even if they think the details may be insignificant. President Trump is coming to western Wisconsin today. The White House says the president is coming to highlight his support for Wisconsin farmers. As part of the president's trip, he's expected to speak at Custer Farm in Chippewa Falls. And UW Stout is taking a new name. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents has approved a change in the name to UW Stout Polytechnic. Leaders say the new name reflects Stout's mission in regards to applied learning and research, business and industry collaboration, and career-focused experiences. The name change is the first for a school in the UW system since it was created in 1971. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Denver as the Brewers play the Rockies. The crew coming off a 12-9 loss at home to the Giants. And they lost two of their relief pitchers. D.L. Hall with a sore shoulder that flared up. Grant Anderson hit in the forearm by a baseball. And another half dozen more on the IL, Pat Murphy.
Priester, Woodruff, and Henderson. We've got relievers like Zerpa and Koenig that were going to be part of it. That's five major injuries. Rob Z's out again. So you got six pitching injuries already for a first-place club, but look where we are.
Hockey, Carolina beat the Las Vegas Knights 4-3 in overtime in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Golf, the AmFam Championship underway this weekend at TPC in Madison. Jerry Kelly, Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson, and founder Steve Stricker will give it a go.
I haven't played hardly at all. Hopefully my body holds up and I'm able to get out there and play and have fun doing it.
That's Madison's Steve Stricker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Grab the umbrella today as showers and thunderstorms will be likely through about mid-afternoon. High temperatures in the lower 80s. For tonight, a few additional showers or storms could pop up. Otherwise, mostly cloudy at first, then clearing with lows in the lower 60s.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.